RNZ Pacific Yokwe, I'm Maratuila Epa Taylor with the news. Fiji residents and military are in the midst of a clean-up after Cyclone Cody struck earlier in the week. It caused damage to homes and road and other infrastructure. Our correspondent Lethe Mavona says authorities are out and about around the country surveying the damage, distributing rations and making sure urgent repairs before another weather system arrives in the country's northwest.
The minister has updated us that a lot of our infrastructure, as well as our basic and critical services, are back online. They do still have about 4,000 people in evacuation centres around the country, which they say is going to reduce over the next couple of days as they help people get back into their homes.
Lethe Mavona says weather systems tend to hit the country's north more severely, and some of the evacuees are climate change refugees. Health authorities in Fiji are concerned about the staff shortage and the lack of shelter at medical clinics in the capital Suva. Health staff who test positive for COVID-19 are being isolated, which the government says has contributed to depleted staff numbers in the front line. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Efereme Wanganaumbete, says with the rapid spread of the Omicron variant, containing any transmission is priority.
What we've done is actually make sure that we've used the extra young doctors that are available at CWM that have been mobilized to actually support the mental health centers there until they have a full cohort back on the ground.
In this third wave of the coronavirus, Fiji has close to 5,000 cases in isolation, with the death toll at 721. American Samoan health officials say the Delta variant was detected in the blood samples taken from positive coronavirus tests at the border. The samples were collected from September the 13th, 2021, when Hawaiian Airlines started commercial flights on the Honolulu-Pango-Pango route up to the end of November. It was also when pre-departure quarantine in Honolulu had ended. The Department of Health Chief Epidemiologist Dr. Aifili John Tufa says more samples will be sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from the six positive cases on the January 6th flight. Health officials suspect that some of them have contracted the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The second and final COVID test for the January 6th travellers in MIQ is being done today. Customers booked on Air New Zealand's first flight to Rarotonga for the reopening of the second travel bubble were elated as they flew out to the Cook Islands. The flight was fully booked with 303 passengers. Air New Zealand Chief Operational Integrity and Safety Officer David Morgan says it's very excited for both the airline and Cook Islands businesses.
The flight is full. We're flying daily and we've got a little bit of availability in February, so if anybody's keen to make a booking, now's the moment to do it. But as I say, just excited to see passengers here today. First flight back to the Cook Islands for some time.
Cook Islands business leaders say they are excited that travel between the countries is resuming. French Polynesia's former president Gaston Floss says he is in mourning because the French state has signalled his political death by banning him from political office for 5 years for abusing public funds. Floss made the statement after France's highest appeal court upheld a 2020 conviction over a long-running abusive water supply arrangement in Piret. The ruling means Floss won't be able to contest this year's French National Assembly elections and next year's territorial elections. As former and current mayors of the town of Piret, Floss and now President Edouard Fritsch made the town administration pay for the water use in the upmarket Erima neighbourhood where Floss lived. Flost questioned how the justice system worked, as he was signalled out for punishment in a witch hunt, while Fritsch got away with just a fine. He says he wonders why Fritsch wasn't made ineligible for 2 years because of years of the scheme was run while Fritsch was mayor. Losing the appeal in Paris this week, Flos, who is 90, won't be able to run for the office until 2027. But he says he won't give up and continue with renewed vigour. A memorial service has been held in the Solomon Islands for 14 people who went missing at sea on New Year's Day. A boat carrying the group, including 9 children and cargo, left at Gizo for the Shortland Islands in Choiseul Province, but failed to reach its destination. Terence Zeru, who knew some of those missing passengers, said hundreds of people gathered in Gizo St. Peter's Cathedral yesterday to pay their respects.
The whole public is totally affected by the incident, especially with the young children and all that. They were all there, everybody was there, whether they were related or not, but everyone wanted to show their support for the families. And Gizo being such a small community-based township, you know, everybody knows everyone.
Solomon Islands police have confirmed 2 bodies of a woman and a child have so far been recovered. Tonga's newly elected government held its first session on Thursday in the capital Nuku'alofa. All 26 members swore an oath of allegiance to King Tupou VI and the kingdom's constitution, including the incoming Prime Minister Siaosi Sovaleni.
I swear by the Almighty God I will serve His Majesty Tupou'ono, the sovereign of Tonga, and defend the integrity and holiness of the Constitution of Tonga, and act with integrity to progress the work of Parliament. I Siaosi Ofakifahafalau Sovaleni.
Prime Minister Sovaleni is Tonga's 18th Prime Minister and only the 4th commoner to take the office. Australia recorded its hottest day of 50.7 degrees yesterday, matching a 1962 South Australia record. Onslow in Western Australia could see records broken again, with temperatures expected to rise slightly today. 2 other towns, Māori and Roebourne, also reported temperatures of more than 50 degrees yesterday. For the second time, astronomers have detected what appears to be a moon orbiting a planet in another solar system. Data collected by NASA's Kuiper Space Telescope indicates the presence of a moon 2.6 times the diameter of Earth orbiting a Jupiter-sized gas giant about 9.5 trillion kilometres away. This moon's diameter would make it larger than any of the approximate 220 moons orbiting planets in our solar system, and more than 9 times the diameter of Earth's moon. In sport, the all-white striker Chris Wood's move from Burnley to Premier League relegation rivals Newcastle United has been confirmed. Wood has signed a 2.5-year deal, with Newcastle paying Burnley $50 million for the 30-year-old. Wood has scored a club record 49 league goals for Burnley. 2/3 of the Warriors NRL squad have tested positive for COVID-19 at their Brisbane base in recent weeks. Coach Nathan Brown says while most players have recovered, 3 are still in isolation. Brown also confirmed some players were yet to be fully vaccinated. The NRL season starts in March. And Greek tennis world number 4 Stefanos Tsitsipas says world number 1 Novak Djokovic has been playing by his own rules and has put his bid for a 21st Grand Slam title at risk by not following Australia's COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Novak Djokovic has been made the top seed in the draw for the Australian Open tennis tournament, even though it's still not clear if he'll be deported. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnz.com.